Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Express Jobs app.
The Bloom Daddy Radio Network, brought to you by Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing in Bridgeport. If you want tattooed or pierced, then call Breaking Skin Tattoo. Bloom Daddy and Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing, bringing pleasure and pain to the Ohio Valley.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Time now for Hour 2 on the Bloom Daddy Radio Network. Here's the host that puts the lead in your morning pencil, Bloom Daddy.
I'm going to file this under the heading, not the greatest idea ever. Police say a man is facing the music after he sent a road flare to a drive-through bank teller in Thomasville, Georgia.
Not a good idea.
Michael Bass is his name. He drove up to the bank on a motorcycle, cashed a work check, then sent the flare back to the teller. They had to evacuate the building. Police responded. He was arrested 2 hours later on his motorcycle. He said it was a joke.
Yeah.
A joke.
Yeah.
A road flare.
Enjoy your time in jail.
Yeah, to the drive-through bank teller. That's not going to work. All right, top headlines out there. President Biden ending his eight-day European trip yesterday with a meeting in Geneva with Russian President Vladimir Putin. No breakthroughs at the summit. Both leaders did agree to return their chief diplomats, though. Biden said he made clear to Putin that if Russia crossed certain lines, including cyber attacks on major American infrastructure, the U.S. would respond and, quote, the consequences of that would be devastating. Of course, he didn't say what those consequences would be because he doesn't answer questions from the press. Is it sad to admit that while this is all going on, and even this morning when I came in here and I started thinking about this meeting and reading up on stuff and thinking about what I was going to say, all I could think about was how good Joey B could possibly be Friday morning. Seriously, do you know how much material the guy has who does Joey B?
I wonder.
I'm hoping Putin makes an appearance in this thing.
I was going to say.
That would be tremendous. That's how pathetic I am. I'm not sitting here thinking, okay, I got to go with this angle or that angle, or what about, you know, what did Vlad say about this, or what did Biden say? All I'm thinking about is, God, Joey B is going to be outstanding on Friday morning. That's sad, isn't it? In
not
some
really.
Sort of way.
I mean, well, I mean, in a way, that's probably that's better than any soundbite we're going to get from him.
That's very true. Speaking of, President Biden insisting the U.S.-Russian relationship must be stable and predictable. Here's a little bit more from Joey B.
We should be able to cooperate where it's in our mutual interest. And where we have differences, I want President Putin to understand why I say what I say and why I do what I do. How we'll respond to specific kinds of actions that harm America's interest.
Do you know how disappointed I'm going to be tomorrow if Joey B is not outstanding?
You know what he says, what I say, what I say, and what I do, I'm biting for the Popeye. I yam what I yam.
Okay, that was Biden talking about his meeting. What did former President Trump have to say about it? Well, he was questioning Biden's performance at the summit with Vlad, and he said Biden's meeting with Putin marked a good day for Russia.
Well, I guess the overall is we didn't get anything. We gave a very big stage to Russia, and we got nothing. I got along really well with him. Nobody was tougher in Russia. He would say that, but nobody was tougher in Russia. You never heard of Nord Stream. You never heard of all of the things that we did in terms of sanctions, so many sanctions.
Look, when you take a look at the body language, I don't think anybody left yesterday thinking that Vladimir Putin is shaking in his boots because of Joe Biden. If you watch the body language, I mean, Putin sits in that chair like he's got a set. I mean, he's got a set. Biden sits in that chair like he's got to pull the string out before he takes a leak. Okay? There's the difference between the two world leaders. What were you going to say? Did you have something you wanted to say?
I mean, you think Putin leaves that thing and just goes, what was that all about?
Probably.
I mean, like, he's met with Trump, he's met with Obama, he's met with Bush. You know,
and now he meets with a corpse.
Yeah.
He's walking, and his translator's walking away going, what? I have no idea what he said.
I have no idea what he said. Yeah, he said, this is what he said.
Yeah, man. Bingo.
Jack.
Bingo.
You know what I mean? Jack.
Now, another big story from yesterday was reporters and producers being pushed and shoved by Russian security officials. And the funny part is, if you watch the video, you've got Biden and Putin sitting there seemingly enjoying what they were seeing. And I'm not going to say I don't get some enjoyment out of it, because I hate the mainstream media so much anymore that it's almost like, okay, you deserve this in a way. But they were trying to jockey for position in the room. You had Biden and Putin seated with a small wooden table in between them, large globe just behind the table with U.S.-Russian flags. And as they're sitting there, the media is trying to kind of get in position. And all of a sudden, Russian security starts yelling at journalists to get out of the room, began pushing them, tugging on them. You had White House officials. You had U.S. media telling Russian security, don't touch me. You know, get away from me. The media scuffle was described by those in the room as chaotic. And like I said, both presidents just sort of sat there getting some sort of enjoyment out of watching the entire thing unfold. Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey issuing an executive order this week barring public universities and community colleges from mandating COVID-19 tests, vaccine, and masks for students. Days earlier, he criticized Arizona State University's announced COVID protocols for the upcoming school year. They sent an email to students that said that those vaccinated against COVID won't have to wear masks on campus. It also said unvaccinated students will be selected for COVID testing and face coverings will continue to be a requirement. So he was not a fan of that at all, and he issued this executive order banning public universities and community colleges from mandating COVID-19 tests, vaccine, and masks for students. Another Republican state representative, Travis Graham, has called ASU's policy blatantly discriminatory against unvaccinated students and tyrannical. Arizona State University saying that they will abide by what the governor had to say.
Well, isn't that, like, that would be discrimination? And besides that, how do you know if somebody, you can't ask them if they've been vaccinated. That's a HIPAA violation.
It is un-American is what it is. That's what it is. And I agree with you. Hey, next Thursday, professional golf returning to Firestone Country Club in Akron. This year, organizers are not just allowing fans again, they're also finding new ways to attract fans. And despite the lack of fans in 2020, the tournament was still able to raise more than $770,000 for charities like the Akron-Canton Regional Food Bank and local hospitals, and they are hoping to surpass that number this time around.
You ever been to a pro golf match?
I have not, and I hear they're fantastic.
I went to an LPGA event when it was in Wheeling at Ogilvie. And but I mean, I was just too young. I went with my dad and really didn't know anything.
Yeah,
about
I've had buddies that have gone to Firestone. They say it's a great time.
My dad went to the Masters. I mean, I know some people that go to the Masters and they love it.
Yeah, they say great time.
And they say it's like you would think it would be real expensive. Like a sandwich is $4.50, a beer is $3 or $4. I mean, they don't rob you down there.
That's always a positive. 7:13. You're listening to Bloom Daddy. Got a little special interview for you when I get back.
News Radio 1170 WWVA.
Here's a look at the Trinity Health System community calendar. The Tyler County Shrine Club is holding their annual golf scramble on Saturday, July 10th at Sistersville Country Club. All the proceeds will go directly to the Lexington Shriners Hospital for Children, where patients receive care at no cost to the family. For information on how to sponsor the event or to sign up a team and hit the links, call either 304-652-2037 or 304-771-2496.
Veteran news anchor Ron Burgundy returns with the Ron Burgundy Podcast to take on the most pressing and exciting topics of our day. Get the truth about the stories that affect your life, as only Ron Burgundy can deliver it.
I've heard it said, perhaps by me, that you can earn a degree listening to my podcast. That's what I heard from my source. My source, that is, perchance, myself.
Listen to the Ron Burgundy Podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
25% off trees, shrubs, perennials, and rose bushes while supplies last. Marshall County Co-op, Moundsville.
Get the best deal, Thomas Auto Centers.
Hey, Derek, I have a great idea.
Yeah? What's that, Mike?
The Thomases are on vacation, right?
Yeah.
And while they're gone, let's do a crazy sale. How's this? Order a new vehicle from Thomas Auto Centers and receive employee pricing on it when it arrives.
I like it. How about let's also send them to a free dinner on Robert Thomas?
That's a great idea. Hey, Robert's motorcycle's out back. Maybe we should give that away, too.
That's probably going a little too far, but I am in the mood to make some great deals. Plus, I'll give top dollar for every trade-in.
Now all we have to do is find a way to tell the customers to stop on over at Thomas Auto Centers for the best deals before the Thomases return.
I like the way you're thinking.
And you'll love this crazy Thomas's Are Away on Vacation sale. Employee pricing, free dinner, and top dollar trade-ins. Only at Thomas.
I like it.
Get the best deal.
If you're looking for the perfect way to welcome the summer season back, look no further than the Dylan Carmichael Concert. Dylan Carmichael is coming to Guernsey Street in Bel Air, Ohio, and it'll be the first local outdoor concert of the summer. Live music is finally back. It'll be held June 19th with the gates opening at 4:30 p.m. Grab your friends, your family, and come sing along to Dylan Carmichael's hits. While you're there, be sure to grab some food from a variety of vendors and cold drinks. There'll be something for everyone. Get your tickets online today at sjcacademy.net or find us on Facebook at St. John's Central Academy. Once again, that's sjcacademy.net or find us on Facebook. Local musician Gage Joseph will be the opening act for Dylan Carmichael. Don't miss out on some of the local and major talent right here in Bel Air, Ohio. Celebrate the beginning of summertime with the Dylan Carmichael Concert. Get your tickets today at sjcacademy.net and join us on June 19th. Don't go to the
mall on Saturday. Miranda Lambert headlines Blame My Roots Fests. Get your tickets now at blamefest.com.
This is the Daily McCoy Consulting Scam Alert. Using your personal information, an identity thief can file a fraudulent tax return and claim a refund.
This is Suzanne with your Faith Minute for today, brought to you by Mountain Movers. James chapter 1, verse 5, and chapter 3, verse 17. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that gives to all men liberally and upbraids not, and it shall be given him. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. So this scripture is telling you that if you lack wisdom, ask God, and he will give it to you freely. And you will know that it is his wisdom, because it is pure and peaceable and gentle, and easy to be entreated. That means easy to be believed, full of mercy and good fruits. This has been Suzanne with your Faith Minute for today. Walk with the King today and be a blessing.
Are you ready?
iHeart is bringing live entertainment back like only we can. It's the return of the iconic iHeart Radio Music Festival in Las Vegas, Friday, September 17th and Saturday the 18th. And we want you to be there with us to party with the biggest names in music, Coldplay, Journey, Cheap Trick, and so many more. Just download the free iHeart app and search Win for your first chance to win your way in. Win your way into our iHeart Radio Music Festival with the free iHeart app, number one for music, radio, and podcasts all in one.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Bloom Daddy.
This Saturday at 4:30 in Bel Air, Ohio, this guy, Dylan Carmichael, is going to be in concert. Dylan is a country music artist. He's the nephew of John Michael Montgomery and Eddie Montgomery, a Montgomery Gentry. If you haven't heard of him, you may have heard this song. This is called Hot Beer. I keep saying warm beer all morning. Hot Beer. So after the show yesterday, I had a chat with Dylan Carmichael about his Nashville journey, his famous family, and playing this Saturday in Bel Air, Ohio. All right, Dylan, I do a lot of interviews. Very few people call on time. I mean, literally 11 a.m. I mean, are you always this prompt?
I try to be. I set alarms on my phone to remind me and stuff like that. You know, I want to be professional because I've got the coolest profession ever. I get to sing country songs, so I try to be on time.
There's no doubt about that. Hey, what is Nashville like? For somebody who hasn't been to Nashville, in the country music scene, and just, you know the underbelly of it, what is it really like?
Well, I was telling a buddy of mine the other day, it kind of drives me crazy because all these people miss out on this cool stuff in Nashville because they think Broadway is Music Row, and they're two completely different things.
Uh-huh.
And so people, they'll go to Broadway, they'll say, well, we've seen Music Row. And then, but what they don't realize, they can go to Music Row and see all these studios and the place, you know, where the magic happens, Studio B. And there's a lot of publishing companies up through there. You might go to a little bar on Music Row and you probably see some celebrity there. And it's a cool hang on Music Row, people. It's kind of a hidden gem. But anyway, to answer your question more directly, Nashville is a popping city. When I moved here 8 years ago, it was not as popping, but just a great town to live in, and definitely a great town to visit. A lot of music, a lot of cool things to do around here.
You know, when you think about your life and you take a look at your background, I mean, you come from a musical family. Your two of your uncles, John Michael Montgomery, Eddie Montgomery. This was destiny for you, wasn't it? I mean, can you see yourself doing anything other than singing country music?
Well, I sure wouldn't be very good at anything else, I'll tell you that. but no, I always wanted to do this. I mean, I think when I was like 10 years old, my grandfather was and still is. One of my grandfathers is a construction worker. I think I wanted to build houses or something when I was about 10. But as soon as I got my first guitar, 12 and up, I was just in love with music, and I've done it ever since, never stopped.
You got a song out now called Hot Beer. I love it. The first time I heard it, I didn't know it was you, but the first time I heard it, I mean, it just resonates. I mean, some songs you could just relate to, and that's the great thing about country music. When you hear it, you're going to know it right off the bat if you're going to relate to it or not. And that is exactly, I look at it as when I hear a country song, if it makes me immediately want to drink, then I know it's a home run. And it made me immediately want to drink.
Well, there you go. That's true. I feel the same way. But yeah, no, it's saying a lot to say I'd rather do this thing than drink a hot beer, because none of us like beer. I got one buddy that likes warm beer, and he's crazy.
Oh, that's so gross. Yeah, that is just so gross. And you know, in Hot Beer, you let it rip one time. I mean, you get down deep. And I swear, I heard your Uncle Eddie in there. I mean, who's your biggest musical influence?
I'd say, I definitely have to say my family, just as a whole. You know, I mean, it's something I grew up around and looking up to them. And my mom's a singer as well. She taught me a lot about singing. And so my family. But outside of that, I mean, I grew up on Charlie Daniels Band and Travis Tritt and Lynyrd Skynyrd and Hank Jr., a lot of Southern rock influence and stuff like that. You can hear some of that rock in that song.
Oh, yeah.
But also love that old country, Vern Gosden, Merle Haggard, and William Whalen, and all them. I also love some of the 90s country, Joe Diffie, and I actually have a dog named Joe Diffie. He's laying on my lap right now.
Everybody loves Joe Diffie. I mean, how couldn't you love Joe Diffie? Right? Talking to country music star Dylan Carmichael right now. When you play in Bel Air, Ohio, here coming up very, very soon, what could people expect from you in a live performance?
Well, I can see a big old Irish man from Kentucky at the Irish Festival, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
We'll put on a show. We've got a new show, a new band, which is interesting. We'll be kind of debuting the new band there in Bel Air. We'll have a whole bunch of new songs, some that aren't released yet. We'll be debuting some unreleased stuff that's going to come out in the fall. Of course, we're going to play Hot Beer, and I've got a little stage antic that I do for that song. I don't want to ruin the surprise, but let me tell you, y'all want to come out and see this, because we absolutely cut loose and we have a great time on stage.
Look, you're a talented guy, but how's it make you feel to know that, you know, this was the kids' idea to help the community of Bel Air? They chose to go and they want to put on like a country music show, and they got word back to them and some of the other organizers that you were the guy, like that you are, you know, basically get you while they can, because you're going to be way too much money here very, very soon. That's the way it was told to me.
Well, that's amazing, and that's very flattering, and I appreciate that. You know, I'm just every single day I'm just blown away at the way people treat my music and treat me. I'm just so blessed and thankful, and I'm sure we'll all be like family by the time we're done with that show.
Well, that's an awesome thing to say, and I think that gives people a great sense of how you're going to communicate with your audience and what kind of a show you're going to put on. Hey, I want to ask you this too. I mean, there's a lot of talented people out there. What's it take to make it in Nashville? I mean, and I'll just be blunt. I mean, it's got to take a huge set of kalakis to all of a sudden at 18 years old go, you know what, I'm going to move to Nashville and try to make this happen. I mean, what kind of pushed you that way?
Absolutely. Well, there's a lot. There's where I grew up, we say there's more than one way to skin a cat. You know, my path that I took may be very different from somebody else's. But I think one thing that's kind of important is to be persistent and not giving up, because it will absolutely just suck the life out of you if you're not careful. So you got to really be in that state of mind to be determined to get it done, because at the end of the day, and when it's all said and done, opportunities will come up for you eventually. It just takes time, and it's after that, the way you handle those opportunities, that's really important. And you know, just be yourself and find the music you love, and don't get discouraged, and just continue to make music. Because if you get into a situation where you're wanting to it's not about the music anymore, and you want to be a star, or not that wanting to be a star is a bad thing, but if that's the only thing you're in it for, the music just isn't going to speak to people. So just keep it real. If you love music, let it be about the music, and it'll work out eventually. It just takes a lot of time sometimes.
Hey, last year you charted with the single release "I Do For You." What do you like about that tune in particular?
Yeah, well, I actually wrote that song really long time ago, and it's got a touch of, I love a song that's serious that also has a touch of humor. You know, love is a very serious thing in life, something that you can't take too lightly, but you also got to take it lightly. That's what I love. It's the best of both worlds, but it's just kind of a funny love song about making sacrifices for someone you love. And I'm dealing with it right now. You know, I got to make sacrifices for my lady, and I think a lot of people relate to that song. And I play it every single show, and I'm still a big fan of that song.
Hey, does Joe Diffie join you on tour, or is he staying
his
home?
His ears just perked up. Well, I haven't been touring, as we all know.
Right.
So, and he's just a puppy, so we got him during 2020.
Right.
And so he hasn't had the chance to tour. My other Yorkie, Parker, has toured with us a lot. He's a road dog from way back. But we'll put Joe Diffie up on stage. He actually was neutered, so he's got a cone around his head right now.
Hey, before I let you go, I wanted to ask you, excluding your famous uncles, John Michael Montgomery and Eddie Montgomery, whose career would you love to take or emulate? At the end of the day, when you're let's go 20 years down the road, if you could pick a career, whose would you pick and why?
Eric Church. And the reason is because he's never had to, and shall I say, kind of, he's never really sold out to, like, just really just selling his soul to marketability. He's still done the music that he loves, but it's still marketable enough to get out there to the masses, and he's continued to do that and adapt to that, and I just love that. You know, I just love that he's got great fans that will be with him forever, and that's really what I would like to have, is something like that.
Awesome. Dylan, thank you so much for your time, and I know you're going to knock it out of the ballpark in Bel Air, Ohio. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye. All right, once again, that is Dylan Carmichael, and I think he's going to knock it out of the ballpark.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
In my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.